Lieutenant Mike Schoenfeld from the Salt Lake Area Gang Project agrees a wall would help.
I think it does. That's just my personal opinion.
But says illegal immigrants only make up a small portion of our gangs.
I would say it's less than 5% generally.
Schoenfeld says legal refugees from South America, the Middle East, and Somalia are a bigger problem, as more of them are being recruited online as young as 10 years old.
Kids will come over and very much cling to the hip-hop culture, which leads to the gang lifestyle.
Many of those recruiters are refugees themselves. The El Salvadorian gang MS-13 that's been a target of Trump's anger only has a few members here. Both refugees and illegal immigrants are more attracted to the Bloods, Norteño, and Sereno gangs, California imports that are not divided along racial lines in Utah. Ultimately, Schoenfeld says the overwhelming majority of Utah's gang members are homegrown.
These are your neighbor kids. These are the kids that you probably go to church with on Sunday.
Taking the anti-gang initiatives online may be the key to solving the problem.
It's easy for us to get into the schools and talk to these kids and try to give them the tools to make the choice to not join gangs, but it's difficult for us to fight that social media influence when they're on their phone 6, 7, 8 hours a day.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.